One phrase that comes up quite a bit in abortion discussions is sanctity of life. What about that? Do you think there's such a thing as sanctity of life? Personally, I think it's a bunch of shit. Who says life is sacred? God? Great. But if you read your history, you know that God is one of the leading causes of death and has been for thousands of years. Hindus, Muslims, Christians, Jews, all taking turns killing one another because God told them it was a good idea. The sword of God, the blood of the Lamb, vengeance is mine. Millions of dead people, all because they gave the wrong answer to the God question. Do you believe in God? No. Bam! Dead. How about you? Do you believe in God? Yes. Do you believe in my God? No. Bam! Dead. My God has a bigger dick than your God. For thousands of years, all the bloodiest and most brutal wars have been based on religious hatred, which of course is fine with me. Anytime holy people are killing one another, I'm a happy guy. But please, don't kill each other and then give me that shit about sanctity of life. Even if there were such an absurd thing, I don't think you can blame it on God. You know where the sanctity of life comes from? We made it up. You know why? Because we're alive. Self-interest. Living people have a strong incentive to promote the idea that somehow life is sacred. You don't see Bing Crosby running around talking about this shit, do you? You don't hear much from Mussolini on the subject. And what's the latest from JFK? Not a goddamn thing. You know why? Because JFK, Mussolini, and Bing Crosby are all fucking dead. They're fucking dead, and dead people give less than a shit about the sanctity of life. The only people who care about it are the living. So the whole thing grows out of a biased point of view. It's a self-serving, man-made bullshit story. One of those things we tell ourselves in order to feel noble. Life is sacred. Makes us feel good. But let me ask you this. If everything that ever lived is dead, and everything alive is going to die, where does the sacred part come in? Can you help me on that? Because even with all we preach about the sanctity of life, we don't practice it. Look at what we kill. Mosquitoes and flies because they're pests. Lions and tigers because it's fun. Chickens and pigs because we're hungry. And people. We kill people because they're pests and because it's fun. And here's something else I noticed. Apparently the sanctity of life doesn't apply to cancer cells, does it? You rarely see a bumper sticker that says, "Save the tumors," or "I break for advanced melanoma." No. Viruses, molds, mildew, maggots, fungus, weed, intestinal worms, E. coli, the crabs, nothing sacred about those things. Just us. So at best, the sanctity of life is a selective thing. We choose which forms of life we feel are sacred, and we get to kill the rest. Pretty neat deal. You know how we got it? We made the whole thing up. Same way we made up the death penalty. The sanctity of life and the death penalty. We're such a versatile species.